This week's episode is brought to you by Audible. Get a free 30-day trial and an audiobook download of your choice by going to tcgte.com/audible. Hey, Tom.
Yes.
They have over 150,000 audiobooks available.
That's... I
You knew that, all right? I tell you that literally
no,
every week.
No, I was going to say I can't believe it, even though you tell me it every week.
I know.
You cut me off, though.
I know. I'm sorry. This week's episode, I think, is going to be about movies, so... Look up books about movies and download them.
Or novelizations.
Yeah.
Save yourself a few bucks, you know?
Unfortunately, don't even bother looking for the novelization of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York.
They don't have it on Audible?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, but they probably got books that they later turn into movies, and you can save some bucks, you know, instead of taking somebody out on a date. You can just get a free audiobook on us. Sit and listen to it for 25 hours.
Lower the lights. By the end of that 23rd hour, she'll be putty in your hands.
Yeah. TCGTE.com/audible.
Do it today.
Do it today.
Wait, what?
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm with your song.
I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
I'm sick.
Sick of what?
No. My body.
Sick of it all?
I mean...
Thinking about ending it?
In a general sense, always.
Yeah. Wow. That's dark.
No. Not thinking of ending it. That part.
Oh, just sick of it all.
Sick of it all.
Mm-hmm.
All the haters out there.
Right. You're always talking about how much you hate the haters.
I know. I'm decrying the hater.
Ironically, makes you a hater in your own right.
You know what, Tom?
A hater.
I'm a do me, and you know, I can't pay attention to everything that the haters are saying.
But you said that you're paying attention to what they're saying, and you hate them. For saying it.
Look, I hate them in general. I don't know specifically what they're saying, but if they're haters by nature. They are saying hateful things, and I'm against hate.
So
I'm for love, Tom.
So it's safe to say, Tim, that you don't believe in the First Amendment.
The right to free
speech? Yes. You think that should be taken away from certain people, haters.
Yeah, sure. Haters.
Yeah.
Of course. I think any reasonable person would agree with me.
And
if not, we should round them up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Tim, that sounds very...
I don't think what I'm saying is too controversial here.
Right.
If somebody says something that I disagree with, Tim,
private citizen,
I think that's offensive and has no part in the public discourse.
Mm-hmm.
We round them up with lassos.
Okay.
Take them to an old abandoned mine shaft out in Death Valley.
Uh huh.
And you throw them down there with one canteen of water.
And they have to duke it out for that canteen of water?
Yeah, or more likely, they'll probably learn to work together and climb out of use the power of cooperation to climb out of the mine shaft.
Yeah, well, if everybody stands on everybody else's shoulders.
Exactly. But the key is convincing that first guy on the bottom to be like, look, don't worry, we'll pull you up at the
right.
end.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
also convincing him to be able to support thousands of pounds of weight on his shoulders.
Sure, but you get a muscle man to do that, Tom.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're even against muscle men having their say.
I hesitate to say this because a muscle man could really pummel me, so I really hope... Right. This plan actually goes into action before this episode goes out.
And considering your collection of bodybuilding magazines, I thought you were a strong proponent of muscle men.
Aesthetically, Tom? Uh-huh. Yes, of course.
Right.
But I just feel like so many of them are run-of-the-mill haters, Tom.
Yeah.
But I separate the art from the artist, and the art being... a wonderfully sculpted, hulking body.
Right, okay. That makes sense. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, Tim, I don't understand why it is that the bodybuilding community in particular has it out for you.
I think it's all that creatine. It's going to their brains, Tom.
Yeah, well, it's a...
Yeah, I have nothing but adoration for them, except that most of the things they say sicken me.
Right.
Which brings me back to I am sick. What?
Now, the creatine, that's concrete?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But it like mixes in with your blood and makes your muscles, yeah, it makes your muscles really bigger. Tough. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're sick.
Yeah. And you, a little behind the scenes info, you were pushing hard to put up a half-assed best of episode today.
Well, I didn't want you to get me sick.
Tom, let me ask you this.
Well, then I was trying to convince you to do it over Skype, and luckily you agreed to wear the suit you're wearing right now, the clean suit.
Yeah, which I beg you to.
It's an expensive compromise.
I know, but every week I'm like, will you buy me a clean suit? I'll wear it.
Yeah.
Because guess what, Tom? If we went back into the archives of this show, something I would never, ever do because Jesus. But if we went back and saw within the first 5 minutes of how often you went, ugh, I am sick, or complained about being sick, or me bringing up the fact that you were sick, or you sneezing and me talking about how dramatic you are when you sneeze, you are sick like 8 times as often as I am.
I know, and so we that's never... why when I'm not sick, I don't need you here getting me sick.
But look, we clearly have different kinds of germs affect each other,
because yeah, I should,
by that logic, I'd get sick every other week, Tom.
Yeah, it's like when you know, the airline pilots, they have to eat different meals in case there's food poisoning in one of the meals.
Is that true?
That's true, Tim. A little inside aviation info for
See,
you.
What I under, what I thought it was something like during the State of the Union, where both pilots can't be in the cockpit at the same time.
Right, just in case the worst happens, one of the pilots has to be available.
Exactly.
So where would that other pilot be? In the bathroom or the wheel well?
Not in the wheel well, Tom. That's no place for a decorated pilot to be. I would think work in the crowd, because I think...
Do you understand what a decorated pilot is?
What? One with a lot of medals.
Yeah.
Look, if I'm a hiring manager at an airline, Tom, here's what I'm looking for. Not just, I have my pilot's license. It's like, oh, great. You and everybody else's sister-in-law has a goddamn pilot's license.
I mean, that's not all they look for.
Yeah, exactly. Here's what I would look for. Right. You got to be decorated.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you've gotten in some scrapes and you've successfully gotten out of them. Right. Right.
Much different when you're flying, you know, like a bomber or a jet than
But
a
guess
commercial
what? He keeps
jet.
Cool under pressure. I like that. So I'm looking. First of all, you definitely, if I'm hiring for a major airline, I'm requiring that you have a pilot's license.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's probably a good place to start.
Right.
Tim, are you implying that some of your competitors don't require this?
I'm not saying anything, Tom. This is me. This is me. I'm a do me.
Right, as you said earlier.
Yeah. I don't know what the hater airlines are doing here, Tom.
The hater airlines might not require a pilot's
license. I don't know.
License.
I wouldn't say one way or another, because there's life's too short to pay attention to the haters and what they're doing, Tom. Number two, decorated. I give preferential
treatment
consideration to. Number three, you got to make with the jokes, right? And I think
over
this is,
the loudspeaker.
Yeah, I think this is kind of a requirement at most airlines that I've flown, because
for the flight attendants, at least.
No, the pilot comes on. Although there has been a disturbing trend of like self-deprecating pilots. It's like, no. I want to imagine that everybody up there is a regular Chesley Sully Sullenberger.
Uh-huh. He probably didn't joke around.
I bet he's got a pretty good sense of humor. I bet when you meet him, he's got a few jokes about his mustache. He calls it the old push broom, maybe.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah,
this old push broom.
Yeah, he'd be like, I'll eat this, but I'll need a napkin. Sometimes
clean off the old push broom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Tom, let's get right into it. This is an annual thing that we do. Doesn't need that much of an introduction. When one of us is sick and we're too lazy to prepare a regular show, we break out the old Entertainment Weekly summer movie preview and preview this summer's Art House Films.
You know, I have so many. You see how many Entertainment Weeklies I always have.
They're piling up, Tom.
They come every week. And every week I'm like, another one. And then I look at the cover again. I'm like, right, weekly. That's what that means.
Yeah. That's what, for years... I'm not a very easy person to buy gifts for, Tom. So for years, my mother complained that like she never knew what to get me for Christmas. And every year, I'd be like, "Just get me a New Yorker subscription."
Right. New Yorker subptions, those aren't cheap, right?
They're not cheap.
You can't find a good deal on those.
Well, you can. If you donate $10 a month to WNYC here in New York,
then
you get a free yearly subscription.
Not bad. What else do you get with that?
You can either get that or a mug.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get, at one point, you could get this flash drive that had all this This American Life stuff on it.
Any Playboys on there?
Playboy?
Any penthouses?
Screw magazine.
Oh,
Tom.
Wow. That's...
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like the hipster version. Uh-huh. You know, it's like they're more Al Goldstein than they are Hugh Hefner.
Okay.
They always say that about NPR affiliates.
Right.
So every year my mom would be like, I'm not getting you that, Timothy.
I'm not getting you that rag.
Yeah, it's like it's the New Yorker. Yeah. Like they have
like, I'll read it every week. I'll like reading it.
Yeah, and
it.
She's like, you know that comes every week. And I was like, yeah, yeah, it's cool. Like I read it online. Like mm-hmm. It's fine. I just want to get a subscription. You're not going to, they're just going to pile up mm-hmm. and they're going to pile up and the next one's going to come and you're going to think, oh my God, I can't even believe I didn't even crack open the last two. And now another one's coming and all of a sudden you're underwater on all these New Yorker magazines.
And you can't get rid of them.
So now that I finally grew a pair, started donating to public radio and got a free subscription. I call my mother every week and just go like, page one, letters to the editor, and I read it through. My phone bills have been outrageous, Tom. That's a long-distance call, but it's worth it. I really stuck it to my mom.
Right, and, you know, she's laughing because she doesn't have to pay for the New Yorker.
I
she's
think this was her
free.
Plan all yeah. along. Tom, I really think it is.
No.
Well, she outwitted me mm-hmm. once again.
Frequently outwits you.
Yeah, our whole life has been just one upping
outwit,
each other. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ever since you were born, you were
yeah.
like, I got out. Ha ha.
We really have had I love her to death, but it's a very antagonistic relationship here.
Yeah.
We're just trying to outsmart each other, outwit each other.
Mm-hmm.
When we
At
see each
cost.
Other, yeah, outslap each other too. We just
wow.
Yeah, whenever we have dinner mm-hmm. together. She'll be like, oh, come in and have dinner. It's great. Slap for slap. She starts it every time.
Man.
And I go, why I never.
Yeah. And you do that thing where it's like you slap a little bit harder each time and you
yeah.
see you can take it.
A real Sam and Diane thing.
Yeah.
Except not like with...
Not with the sexual tension.
No, no.
Right. Okay. So anyway, about these movies, Tim.
Jesus Christ. We'll be cutting that part out.
No way. I'm editing this week.
Tom,
I don't want to do this in the first place.
Summer movies, your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Not mine so much. So, I'm going to say
Ooh,
some movies.
You're a winter movie guy.
I'm an award season movie guy,
yeah.
Tom.
Yeah, you get all the screeners.
Yeah, I like when things are whimsical,
mm-hmm.
delightful.
Ugh.
Spare me.
I like when they've got superheroes in them.
Yeah.
And when it's like the fifth of something that they've made.
This is true.
That way, you know, they worked out all the kinks. They worked out all the bugs by the fifth version.
Yeah, because traditionally they get better and better
yeah.
and better
yeah.
as they sequel.
Because they're like, all right, everybody sit down. What did we learn from the last four Spider-Men that people like? Great.
And they always learn their lesson and then do it
what,
right.
What don't
they cut
they,
the fat. Is
what
they
do they not like? Great. Yeah. Okay, we'll make another Spider-Man where we show how he gets his powers.
God damn it. All right, first up, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Debuting.
Yes.
We're not doing ones that already came out, Tom.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because, what even has summer movie wise? Like, I mean, Captain America came out, but that was early April. They're just trying to start the season sooner.
Right.
The new Spider-Man came out and I haven't seen it. You haven't seen it.
Oh, I don't care to see it.
I'll wait till it's on video.
That Andrew Garfield, though, he seems pretty charming.
Not as charming as the real Garfield.
Premiering May 23rd in American theaters.
Mm-hmm.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
This is the 37th X-Men movie. Starring Hugh Jackman as the Wolverine and that delightful Jennifer
Lawrence
as the blonde girl.
No, not blonde, Mystique. She's got red hair and blue
and
skin.
Halle Berry as the blue woman.
Halle Berry as Storm.
And Rebecca Romaine Stamos as the blue woman.
No, as the older blue woman.
Right.
And as an older version of the blue woman, Mystique.
Yeah, this is great.
Mm-hmm. It's got, you forgot about Professor X and Magneto.
Those are played by?
Sir Patrick Stewart, Sir Ian McKellen.
Two dudes who are just ripping it up all over town, right?
Yeah, they're his best buds now.
You know what?
What?
There's a line, guys. Like,
there's no line. They're having a great time.
They're having a great time, but at some point it's like, all right, now this is just getting tiresome.
No
guys.
Way.
I understand you're old, weird men that are just like, we're out on the town like young folk. Mm-hmm. Guess what? It's exhausting. You too, Bill Murray. We get it. You're eccentric. Do you get that about Bill Murray? I feel like maybe... it's less Bill Murray's fault. He's not courting the attention. Like, he's a good viral marketer, right? Like, he's like, I know how to get the word out about me. I'll show up in weird places.
Yeah, I get the impression that Bill Murray he does show up in weird places, but when he's not showing up in weird places, he's not doing anything. He's just, like, sitting around the house.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I think
every
that's
time
his thing.
Bill Murray
he doesn't go to, like, the Hollywood parties and stuff.
Right.
So when he's like, well, I want to go out, I don't go to those things, then it just seems like a weird place that he's showing up just because, you know, any place is a weird place for Bill Murray to show up.
I get, but not anymore. He's shown up in so many weird places. Like, they'll be like, oh, my God, you wouldn't believe that Bill Murray went to a minor league baseball game for a team that he owns 50% of or whatever. It's like, nah, I believe that. Yeah. And you won't believe what he did during a rain delay. He ran out onto the field and slid around on the tarp. Yeah, because he knows that, like, what's the wacky thing I could do? I could do, if I had Bill Murray's stature, I could be a great Bill Murray. You just show up and do a wacky thing.
And everybody loves it.
Yeah, I'd get kicked out of most places, rightfully so, because I'm not
doing
Bill
wacky
Murray.
Things.
But if I did the things that Bill Murray did,
mm-hmm.
I guess what you need to do is be a genius for a while.
Yeah.
And then get old.
Well, and get rich, get a lot of money too.
Yeah. Buy a lot of things. I love Bill Murray.
Buy a lot of baseball teams.
Should be said. But these...
No, I like that because honestly, what's the point of buying like a minor league baseball team if you're not going to be able to do whatever you want?
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
I mean, I guess to own a baseball team and like enjoy the games and whatnot.
Yeah, but you can buy tickets
and
enjoy
profit,
the games.
Profit off the ticket sales.
Yeah, how much profit
Guess what?
Does
you're
minor
making
league...
money at this point, Tom, instead of spending money.
But how much does minor league baseball make, you know? I'll tell you what, it makes a lot more if people think there's a chance Bill Murray's going to slide across the field during a rain delay.
What does Bon Jovi own? He owns a like an arena football.
Yeah.
Big
arena football guy.
Yeah. Is there any big arena football guy or is there just
there's
a guy
Bon Jovi.
Who's like business manager is like, you got a lot of money. I think we can dupe a lot of people. We put this thing in Jersey, and people know that's your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just buy tickets because anything with
they'll think
like
you'll
you can
be
either
there.
You can either do this or start another line of barbecue sauce.
Bon Jovi has barbecue sauce?
I think his like dad has a barbecue sauce, like his estranged father or uncle or something.
Uh huh. With the name Bon Jovi on it.
Yeah, but it's spelled like the original way.
Bon Giovanni.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. This is neither here nor there. We're talking about X-Men Days of Future Past. Yeah.
This is probably the movie I'm most looking forward to this summer, Tim.
Because Wolverine?
No, because of all the X-Men's.
Now explain this to me.
All the X-Men's are in it. Old X-Men's, new X-Men's, okay, future X-Men's.
This is my question. So they started back in, 1999 or whatever?
2000. Which, by the way, I in anticipation of this, I watched the first X-Men movie the other day. A couple of fun facts for you, Tim. Hugh Jackman was younger than both of us when he made that movie.
Okay. Both of us combined? Because that's not very... He's still younger than both of us combined, Tom.
No, he was younger than both of us. But, he signed up to make, I think, at least two more of these things. He'll have been playing Wolverine for almost 20 years by the time he's done.
Yeah, so what?
That's crazy.
Kelsey Grammer played Fraser Crane every week for 20 goddamn years.
Yeah, but if you look at Hugh Jackman in the first Wolverine, he's in, okay shape. And then you look at, or in the first X-Men, you look at him in the new Wolverine, he's down to, 0.5% body fat.
Yeah, that's the John McClane syndrome, right?
Or where they get in better shape.
And yeah, where it's like, oh, we're just going to turn you into a monster gradually. And they're just like, you should probably start taking steroids because you're getting older.
Well, but the
John McClane / any baseball player ever. Yeah.
Well, but the thing about Wolverine is Wolverine doesn't age.
Okay.
But Hugh Jackman does.
I know. They probably should have found a better guy to cast.
Yep.
One that does not age.
He looks pretty good, though. Even when you watch, you can tell he's younger, obviously, 14 years ago, or probably 15 when they were shooting it.
Sure, of course, yeah.
But he looks pretty good.
I can generally tell somebody is younger 15 years before I'm currently seeing them.
But except in this movie, you're going to be seeing him in, the 60s or 70s, and he'll be older than when we saw him.
They really should have written all the scripts, filmed them all at the same time.
Like How I Met Your Mother, they did that.
Exactly.
They filmed that last scene knowing that those kids are going to grow up.
They filmed the entire series
before it came out.
In 48 hours.
Yeah.
It was a feat. People really hated that.
The end of How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched that last episode. I've seen maybe a combined total of 40 minutes of that show in the past. I was like, this is great. This is the way to end a series.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I think it was only because it pissed so many people off.
Yeah.
I was like, well, anything that pisses that much people off and that I wasn't personally emotionally invested in. It'd be like if I didn't watch Lost and I was so sick of hearing everybody talk about Lost
and
just tuned in for the last second and be like, what a pile of crap. So glad I didn't waste 200 hours of my life on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
So the you had a question about X-Men.
Yes. The chronology.
Yes. Here. Okay.
So they made a number of movies. X-Men 1.
Uh-huh.
X-Men 2.
Mm-hmm. X2.
And X-Men 3.
X-Men United.
X-Men 4?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay.
They made the Blue Woman movie, right?
No.
With Halle Berry as Catwoman.
God damn it, Tim. No.
That was a spinoff?
They made X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Okay. And that's just Hugh Jackman doing his thing in front of a green screen that they didn't bother to render. I saw that movie.
Yeah. Right. But that was a semi prequel. Semi-sequel, I believe. I don't even really remember. But that was also when they thought, they were like, this is great. We're going to make X-Men Origins movies for all these characters. This will be the way we make more X-Men movies without having to pay all these people to be in it.
Right.
They were lined up. They were going to make an X-Men Origins Magneto, and they did not.
Okay. Because everybody hated X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yes. And X-Men 3 didn't do well and people didn't like it either.
Okay. Now, after that,
mm-hmm.
they made a prequel, right?
Yeah. Then
but a prequel / rebooting?
No.
Okay.
They made X-Men First Class.
Okay.
Which is a prequel.
First Class Babe Jennifer Lawrence in it.
Yep.
Is that why they called it First Class?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, that was... X-Men in the 70s, and that I think they probably That probably was at some point, like the Magneto origins, and they just rewrote it.
Okay.
So it showed how everybody, but Hugh Jackman is in that for one scene.
Ooh.
Very quickly, and he gets to say the one F word of the PG-13 movie.
Nice.
Yeah. So he's.
What was the context? What F word, first of all, are we talking about?
It's at this point, Charles Xavier and.
I don't know what. Don't tell me plot things.
Professor X and Magneto are friends. They're trying to recruit a bunch of mutants.
Okay.
For the first class.
Right.
They walk into a bar and Wolverine's sitting there smoking a cigar and drinking whiskey. And they start to introduce themselves and he says, fuck off.
Ooh.
Yeah. And they go, okay. And they turn around and leave. But like Jennifer Lawrence, who you know is the blue woman.
Yeah, the blonde lady.
At one point, Magneto says she's too young and she changes into Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
Ah, that would be a disappointment to everybody.
So it was not a rebooting at all. Like they had ties to show, like,
right.
Look, these are the same characters.
So now, in the interim.
Last summer, they came out with the Wolverine.
Because they were like, this first one really ate shit.
Uh-huh.
Let's try it again.
Well, you know what? And they were like, let's try it again. And then they made it and they were like, no, this movie's not good, but at least it's not bad. It's just boring. Just slow and kind of boring.
But I mean, I feel like nobody else gets second chances.
But at least
chances,
it's not silly. Except for Wolverine.
No, except all these goddamn comic book movies. They're like, ah, crap. These have become critical punching bags. So what we'll do? We'll make another few of them. Because
yeah,
every idiot 13-year-old boy will go see them.
Well,
and
I mean,
you.
The thing is, even the bad ones still make a ton of money. So,
yeah, but
and
there's
it's
more.
Just, it's valuable
Tom,
properties.
Money can't buy you love.
You tell that to Wolverine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now.
He's been unlucky in love.
Wolverine the character?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Not Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman is a song and dance man.
Yeah, and he's married to a lady.
Yeah.
Do you think Wolverine has trouble finding true love because he's a wolf?
He's a wolf.
He's a werewolf, as I understand.
No, Timmy has
He's a bionic werewolf.
He has trouble because his bones are made of adamantium, and he's got claws that come out. What girl's going to want that?
I mean, I think... one that wants to walk the streets at night safe
on
the way home from dinner at a fancy restaurant, but maybe it's in an up-and-coming neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, he can take me to the hip place in the hip part of town before it gets, you know, played out, but it's
right.
still
a little
dangerous.
So
yeah.
if things get dicey,
he'll just have
he's
this,
got these 6-inch
he'll
claws.
He'll turn into a werewolf. And,
no, he won't turn into a werewolf.
Bite their necks with his fangs.
Nope. I got that. You have that 100% wrong.
So now they've mixed the two, the prequel with the sequels.
Uh-huh.
And
that's why
it's
Days of Future Past.
It's a cavalcade of stars.
Mm-hmm.
It's Rebecca Romaine Stamos, Jennifer Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
Hugh Jackman, who else? Who else is in this
Holly
thing?
Berry.
Holly Berry.
Two Knights.
Who?
Ian McKellen.
Okay, okay. Is that it?
I don't know. Look at the cover of that magazine again. I mean, there's more actors in it. The Michael Fassbender.
Oh. People seem to really respond to him.
Yeah.
So this the plot of this
yeah.
is going to be a convoluted, messy piece of shit. And everybody's going to be like, oh, it's too complicated. And it's like, yeah, well, they had to write in 36 actors. And
yeah. Well, it's based on one of X-Men series from, I believe, like 86, somewhere around there. That's like a fan favorite. I'm not a big X-Men guy, but it's like a fan favorite X-Men plot that involves time travel, involves X-Men from the future coming back. So I'm like, oh, everything that's like bad now, it gets much worse.
I could tell you that.
And I think in the books, they send Rogue back to fix everything.
I don't know. This makes...
But in this, they don't because everybody likes Wolverine, so they send Wolverine back. But they send his mind back, you see, Tim, because Wolverine exists in the 60s and 70s, so they ascend his mind.
See,
back.
This is when it's like, oh, this movie's gonna just be really boring and convoluted.
No, it's gonna be convoluted, which is awesome.
No,
I like complicated comic book movies because the comics are very complicated.
Yeah, but
I'll tell you what's gonna screw
they're
everything
just
up.
Complicated ways to like. Just make up for plot holes. Oh no, we have the ability to send his mind back, and this is why. Like,
no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Tom. Yeah.
You know what's going to be confusing to people though, is that the character Quicksilver is going to be in an X-Men movie and in the Avengers, and that's like the whole Marvel not getting all the rights back to everyone.
Okay.
And now kind of all these studios are in a race to be like, well, we're going to try and use all the characters we... Because I think when they signed all these contracts, they were like on the back of a napkin. And they didn't specifically spell out like each character. They were just like, you have the X-Men.
Right.
And this guy's in the X-Men universe, but not necessarily an X-Men. He's
X-Man.
He's Magneto's son.
Yeah, but who isn't?
But he's also...
Magneto's been out all
over
town.
He's also been in the Avengers. Okay. So they both have a lay to claim.
Great.
So it's going to be two different versions. Wow. Everybody's going to be so confused.
When is this all going to succumb to the who wants to be a millionaire syndrome where they've flooded the market so much being like, we'll print money with this bullshit for the rest of time.
Uh-huh.
And then like, when does it burn out? And people go like, you know what? All these superhero movies kind of blow. Let's make interesting movies.
Are you asking when they're going to get Meredith Vieira in?
Listen, you speak ill of Meredith Vieira one more time, I will slap those teeth right out of your fucking face.
You know who the next host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is?
Cedric the Entertainer?
No, Terry Crews.
What?
That's what I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That man can do things with his pecs.
Yep, you make him dance.
Yeah.
I think that's about all he can do.
Yeah, that's literally all I've seen him do.
Yeah, I met Terry Crews once. He was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he crush his hand with your pecs?
No, he
did
was
he
so...
crush your hand with his pecs, though?
I crushed him with my pecs. He was so big.
Yeah, that's
huge.
His thing.
He was like
a lot of creatine.
Like a boulder of a man.
Yeah, it's the concrete from the creatine.
Yeah, though. I put my hand around his shoulder for a picture, and it's like, whoa, I was squeezing his muscles, and he was like, stop doing that.
I bet he would welcome that. I bet he's like, I get that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, oh, you like what you see?
Is the Avengers second movie, second class, coming out this summer?
No, next summer.
Okay. I should know. I'm the man with the Entertainment Weekly
summer
you're movie.
You're reading it.
Should we move on?
Yeah, sure.
From X-Men? So,
unless you have any more questions about X-Men.
No, I give X-Men Days of Future Past. Don't see it. Tom, what do you give it?
I'll be there opening night.
Meet Tom at what movie theater are you going to see
it? Depends on what movie theater it's at, Tim.
Okay.
I might not be there opening night. I'll be there within the week.
Okay. That opens on what a Wednesday, huh?
Yeah. What a Wednesday.
What a Wednesday. Opening May 16th.
That's sooner.
In wide release. Bryan Cranston. Aaron Taylor Johnson. The delightful Elizabeth Olsen. And Ken Watanabe. In Godzilla.
Yeah.
This is a sequel to the 1999 film starring Matthew Broderick as Godzilla.
No, you got that wrong in two ways.
Go on.
It's a reboot of the original Godzilla, which came out in 1999.
Okay. Makes sense.
You're excited for this movie. You told me you want to see this movie.
You know what? I was excited once I heard that like leaked teaser trailer that was like no visual.
Uh-huh.
And it was just Bryan Cranston being
going like, oh, don't you know what's going to happen?
Yeah, and I like that, but I doubt it's going to be that. And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if I knew this was going to be 90 minutes long,
mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Okay.
This thing's going to be 2.5 goddamn hours long. You know that.
You're not going to see the monster for an hour.
Yeah, and it's like, what are you holding back here? We know Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't know this guy. This isn't your grandpa's Godzilla.
My,
don't you know the tagline to the movie? This ain't your grandpa's Godzilla.
Yeah, which is very, very disrespectful to the greatest generation. I thought mm-hmm. their Godzilla was great.
Yeah.
It's Godzilla. Their Godzilla had a much harder life than our Godzilla.
Their Godzilla was just a man in a rubber suit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case with this one?
No,
oh, computer. Oh, great. Computers are going to make this movie. It's going to look great.
I mean, computers are pretty good at that nowadays.
They are and they aren't. Like,
I mean, it'll look more real. Look, any way you slice it, having a giant monster destroying a city is not going to look real. It's either going to be a man in a suit knocking down models.
Yeah, sure.
Or it's going to be computers.
Yeah, but it, look.
This is what I'm excited about with this Godzilla movie. That they've like kind of kept under wraps a little bit, but now they're
oh, you're willing to blow the lid off this complete guide to everything scoop.
No, it's because they're putting out clips. There are other monsters in this.
Really?
Yeah.
Mothra?
It looks like it might be Mothra. It's a flying monster.
Okay.
Because that's what made those movies awesome. It was always Godzilla versus
I never saw
whatever.
Any of those movies.
So the Godzilla
uh-huh. fights another monster
yeah.
while everybody else is shooting guns at both of them.
Yeah,
right?
Just okay. like, please stop.
Okay. just trying to scare. Do it over there.
Because I think that's what the problem with Godzilla and the 1999 Godzilla and then Cloverfield. When it's like humans against a monster, and what made Pacific Rim good, because it was robots fighting monsters. People want to see, you know, two big things slug it out. They don't want to see just like...
I don't really care to see that.
And then like...
Yeah, we figured out a way to give it a computer virus with our planes. It's always got to be some dumb thing.
Yeah, it's like, no, I want to see two monsters slugging it out.
I don't need to see two monsters.
Like I imagine in my dreams.
I just need to see Bryan Cranston go like, don't you see?
Don't you see what you've done?
And just see that delightful...
And then at the end, him get into a fighter jet and give the computer virus to Godzilla.
Exactly. Did you ever in a million years think that anybody mm-hmm. in that Olsen family would be able to out-act...
Out Olsen, the Olsens?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
No, but this one's done.
This Elizabeth Olsen. She's the real deal.
She's all over the place
Tom.
Now. What else has she been in?
Mary, Martha, Marlene, whatever.
Yeah.
That movie. Uh-huh. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
She's really good in that, Tom.
Okay.
And then she's like in, I think they're putting her in all these bullshit movies now.
Oh, she's in the Avengers, too. Yeah.
Okay.
She's
the Avengers
in the Avengers
2, out this summer.
I think she's playing Scarlet Witch.
Scarlett Johansson?
Scarlet Witch. Scarlett Johansson's playing Scarlett Johansson in this one.
Mm, saucy. The Olsen twins.
Mm-hmm.
They are so rich.
Yeah.
They should just give their money to their sister and be like, you don't have to do these dumb movies. Look, you can keep doing good movies.
I think she probably enjoys doing movies.
And we'll give you some of our $10 billion that we made... just because we happen to be twins born at the right time and our mom and dad were willing to sell us into show business.
Yeah.
Yeah. And be like, here, take $10 million a year.
And we made
it. You don't have to make Godzilla now.
We made a bunch of, direct to VHS movies, whereas the VHS market was booming.
Yeah. Those girls played the VHS market right.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
What other movies are coming out this summer? We've gone through two. We're not even out of May yet.
Yeah. Neighbors is coming out.
What is that movie
about?
Oh, that's with the Neighbors.
Seth Rogen and
Zac Efron. That movie looks dumb.
It looks fine. It's a classic.
In
the UK, it's called Bad Neighbors, Tom.
Yeah.
And Neighbors has a U in it because, Jesus, I don't know. Maleficent.
Uh-huh.
Starring Angelina Jolie,
uh-huh.
Elle Fanning, and Charito Copley. Rated PG. Do you know what this is about, Tom?
It's about a witch, right? Or is
yeah,
it Cinderella
it's the witch,
or something?
It's the witch from Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
She's got these weird horns on her head, and it's Angelina Jolie. But this was just clearly somebody being like, you know what everybody loves? Wicked.
Yeah.
It's like the tale of the witch telling why she's bad, but maybe she's really not all that bad, like
right.
circumstances.
Yeah.
And they're like, what witches
do
we have?
What properties do we have?
This will not be the last, right?
They're making a movie of Wicked.
Yeah, I think this was like to beat them to the punch, right?
Yeah.
I will see it because Angelina Jolie spends most of it, from what this the Entertainment Weekly says, nude.
That I find that hard to believe for a PG movie.
It is rated PG. I don't know. They have powerful lobbyists within the MPAA, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. So enjoy it. Enjoy it, boys. Maleficent out May 30th.
I saw a movie in the MPAA theater once in their building in D.C.
Oh, really?
It was a very nice theater, as you can imagine.
I would think
the
so.
The whole damn thing was red velvet. The whole thing.
The
I'm not making
too?
A joke. Everything except the screen was red velvet.
The armrests?
Armrests, the carpet.
I don't like this.
The sides, the ceiling.
So there's no like visible wood or
nope.
Chrome or anything?
Tim, there is visible wood, all right, but not the kind you're thinking. I have a velvet fetish.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
We are coming to the UK
mm-hmm.
and Ireland,
mm-hmm.
and everybody listening knows it. But guess what? It's less than a month away now, Tom.
Yeah.
For the most of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what we're ready to do, Tom?
What? What are we ready to do?
We are prepared.
Yes.
Right now, right this very moment,
to
disclose the subjects, the topics that we will be talking about on stage and regaling everybody with stories related to all new jokes, physical challenges, trivia, bar trivia contests, right? All this is going to happen?
No, probably not that. I mean, some of that stuff. Yeah, sure.
Do you want to, Tom?
Do I want to do it?
Yeah.
Do I want to spill the beans
on
what the name of the tour is?
Yes.
Yeah, you want me on record saying this. It's going to be the Complete Guide to Everything 2014 European Tour is, in fact, the Teens and Alcohol Tour.
Teenagers.
And alcohol.
And alcohol. Winning combination throughout history.
Yep. So Scotland and Ireland, we'll be doing combined shows about those two topics.
Yeah. Which will be... Which
will make it fun to get out of the country.
Yeah, I imagine the authorities will be keeping a close eye on... Actually, no. Teens can drink out.
Yeah, exactly, Tim. That's why we're doing them there. Too hot for America.
So here's the deal. Now we're
the
doing...
The Complete Guide to Everything Live, Teens and Alcohol, Too Hot for America Tour.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
June 3rd is our first Manchester date.
Yes.
So that will be alcohol.
Yeah.
June 4th
mm-hmm.
is our second Manchester date. That will be teenagers.
Yes.
Guys, they're both going to rule. You should mm-hmm. probably come to both of them. June 5th is London.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be our Pop Everything Michael Jackson show,
mm-hmm.
which we spent a lot of time working on last
yeah,
week.
We did.
We mostly just watched Michael Jackson Moonwalker.
We actually did a lot of stuff, but including watching Michael Jackson's Moonwalker in its entirety.
So June 6th, that's the Friday
mm-hmm.
In London, that will be the alcohol show.
Mm-hmm.
And June 7th, which might be sold out, but check. No, there might be tickets back on sale.
Okay.
Is teenagers.
Yes.
But you can go to tcgte.com/tour and see all this.
Yeah.
And buy tickets for each and every show.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on tour like we're the goddamn Grateful Dead. We're not even like half the blowhards they are.
Well, I mean, some of them are dead. At least one of them. Cherry Garcia's dead.
Yeah, the late, great Cherry Garcia.
See you at the shows.
Tom, at this point, I'm going to ask you,
mm-hmm.
do you regret that I'm holding the Entertainment Weekly Summer Movie Preview and not you?
Because
I'm basically curating the discussion here.
Yeah. You know what? There weren't that many summer movies I wanted to see this summer.
What if I told you this, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Jon Favreau is getting back to his roots, except this time...
He's a chef.
He's heavy. He's a big fat guy.
Yeah.
Do you think he gained the weight so he could play a chef? Release date, May 9th.
I saw the trailer for this when I saw a movie last night.
Seems nice, right?
Yeah, it seemed fine. I wouldn't go to the theaters to see it.
It's a dramedy about a once lauded chef who mm-hmm. starts a food truck aided by his ex and young son. Mm-hmm. Sofia Vergara plays the ex. So
yeah. Yeah, it looked funny enough. I like Jon Favreau still.
You know what? I don't think I do. Cuz you like him cuz of Iron Man, right?
No. But I did, he was like one of the few good parts of Iron Man 3.
Okay, he didn't direct it, right?
No, he didn't direct that one.
But like, what else do you like? Do you like Swingers? Because guess
no,
what? Watch
yeah.
Swingers.
No, I've seen Swingers recently. It's unbearable.
Not since the Boondock Saints have I done a complete 180 on a movie, being like embarrassed. Like, yeah. I wish I had. Watching Swingers.
Yeah.
At age like 25, I was like, I wish I had a time machine, and the first thing I'd do would go beat the hell out of 16-year-old me for being
Vegas,
baby. You're so money and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
God. And Vince Vaughn, what happened to him, my friends?
I don't think anything happened to him. I think the rest of the world changed.
Yeah. No, he got rich because he turned into an outspoken conservative.
Did he?
Yeah. But he might have been that. He was He was always an outspoken blowhard in his younger days, too. So... flipping through the pages of this. Oh, new Pringles tortillas, Tom.
That's an ad.
You dip them or you don't. This comes out.
They're in the stores already. I saw them the other day.
You don't just eat them. Ooh, Tom, your favorite. Mark Wahlberg. Kelsey Grammer. Nicola Peltz. Peter Cullen. Jack Rayner. In... Michael Bay's Transformers Age of Extinction.
Kelsey Grammer's in Transformers?
Yeah, so now we have to see it. I think he's playing the delightful Dr. Fraser Crane, too, if I'm not mistaken. Well, he was in the X-Men movies, right?
He played Beast in X-Men 3.
Is he going to be in the Days of Thunder?
I don't... Days of Future Past. I'm not sure. If he is, it'll be like a brief cameo. Because that's another character where they have like a young... guy playing a 60s era Beast.
Yeah, but they isn't that the look, I think we've spent too much time on this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're paying us a lot of money to promote it on the show.
I would go see this Transformers movie if it's Dr. Fraser Crane and he can transform into a crane.
Oh yeah.
Well, either a flying crane or a construction crane. I'll take either.
They have Transformers now that like transform into dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly. So why can't it transform into a crane?
Yeah. Have you seen these?
I saw the first Transformers movie, and I couldn't tell what was going on the whole time because it was just a bunch of pistons moving around.
Exactly. And this that I think that's the example of like computers. Like, because at least if it's like models and like stop motion and stuff... Yeah. Tell what the hell's going on. Now everything's just shiny
and
loud.
Everything's got to be like a realistic, gritty version of it.
Yeah.
Which they did with this, and it's like, no, it's maybe the dumbest idea you could think of, that these are alien robots that can change into, inexplicably change into things we have on Earth. Don't write letters explaining why that is. I don't care. But when they made these movies, they were like, well, we've got to probably pay people like millions of dollars to figure out exactly where each part is going to go and make sure that this technically could work. Meanwhile, all that means is that every robot looks exactly the same and they're all just silver parts in a million parts. And the Transformers cartoon and the action figures, they didn't have money to draw those parts. They were like, Optimus Prime is this whole damn chest is the truck. It's still there.
Yeah.
And it's red and blue, so everybody can tell that's Optimus Prime. But they don't do that in these movies. Nothing's brightly colored. Everything's just black or silver or black and silver. And they're punching each other, and you can't see what's happening.
You're all red, Tom.
Yeah. You can tell who I am. If it was in a fight, I'd be the guy with the red face.
Yeah. Is that all you
I'll
have to
see
say?
It.
You will, though, right?
No,
and
I've
you'll
never,
see it in
I've,
3D.
No, I've never seen the other ones. I saw that first one. That was all I needed to see.
Oh, that was all I needed to see, folks. Yeah. He said it. You know.
No, I saw the first one, and then I think it was like the second one. They were like, this one's racist, too. And I was like, all right, I don't need to see that. This one's worse and racist.
Tom, mm-hmm. This is the one that everybody is clamoring about. Mm-hmm. They're on the street corners doo-wopping about it. Tom, it's Jersey Boys.
Oh, that's the Jersey Boys movies this summer?
Yeah, directed by none other than Clint Eastwood.
Oh, yeah.
The man that everybody thought was done when he screamed at an empty chair because he hates the president.
Yeah. He's back.
He's back. And this was a smart choice, I think, to come back with.
Yeah, something very...
Something that old people already love. Yeah. You got asses in the seats from everybody who's like, oh, I love Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Did mm-hmm. anybody... My impression
did.
Of like music like Frankie Valli was like, well, this is the only
is
thing.
What's on.
Yeah, this is the only thing they're making for like teenagers to enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know,
yes, it's this or nothing.
Yeah, right.
For us teens,
it was them or like Benny Goodman, and they were like, mm-hmm. oh, my dad listens to Benny Goodman.
Yeah.
So everybody,
I'm gonna be a rebel and listen to Frankie Valli.
Yeah, the real tough guy that sings in the
falsetto,
the highest falsetto. Yeah. Did you see the hit Broadway musical Jersey Boys?
I did not. The only Broadway show I've seen in here is the Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, and you know that.
And that was a great decision.
And I will not see anything else until they bring it back to Broadway.
Where it belongs.
Yeah, where it belongs.
Not
can
in
I,
Las
can
Vegas.
Can I plug my petition now? My change.org petition?
Well, pretty soon Barack Obama's going to have to comment on it.
Yeah.
He would probably have a pretty funny write up about that.
He would probably be like, he'd probably be like, we're bringing it to D.C.
Yeah.
We're going to put it in the White House.
Exactly.
And
he
spend
would.
$1 billion raising the roof of the
yeah,
White House.
Yeah, exactly.
To
and we'll have Solyndra do it in the new Black Panther party. That's what we'd do.
Yeah. Have them in charge of all the wire rigging and stuff.
Yeah. And then we'll make everybody stand for the Kenyan national anthem beforehand. How do you like that, yeah. America? And then he'll drop the mic and then do hip-hop gang signs.
Yeah.
Whew. Imagine, though.
Yep.
Further on in June, The Edge of Tomorrow, starring that delightful...
Oh,
wide-eyed
Tom Cruise.
Tommy Cruise.
Yeah, actually, I want to see that movie too. It's like
this
Groundhog
looks
Day.
Terrible.
It's like Groundhog Day, but with fighting.
It's like
and with war, future war.
It's Groundhog Day. Tommy Cruise mm-hmm. wears a robotic exoskeleton.
Cool. In. I'm already in.
And he dies horribly in an alien battle.
Nice.
And he keeps reliving this battle, I guess, until he finally wins.
Well, Timmy's got the Thetans inside of him.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the state, this comes out June 6th. I'll see you all there. The bad thing about dying in battle mm-hmm. is that you die, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
or,
yeah.
I mean, that's the worst part about dying.
Is dying.
Like, am I supposed to feel bad for Tom Cruise that he gets a chance every time not to die? If everybody got this chance, keep reliving your death until you don't die this time.
No,
sounds
I mean,
great.
It's one of those things where like...
Oh,
sorry,
Tom Cruise. Your life sucks so bad.
I don't believe he's playing himself in the movie.
Oh. You're right. Major Bill Cage.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Cool name.
He's a military PR officer.
Oh.
He harbors a cowardly streak.
I bet at one point he says, I'm not even supposed to be here.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Should he be seen fighting aliens? Don't you think that will potentially anger Xenu
mm-hmm.
and he will break out of his electrified cage and come to planet Earth?
Tim, he's fought aliens. I think pretty much every movie he's been in the past 10 years, he's been fighting aliens.
Does anybody see these movies?
Yeah.
Really? Did anybody see that? What was the one he was in?
Elysium? No.
Was that him? That was Matt Damon, I thought.
Yeah.
What was the
other one, though? Oblivion.
Oblivion.
Yeah.
Did anybody
I saw
see that?
I saw it on HBO, and it was pretty good. I actually liked
these
it.
These movies,
it was
man.
Kind of like a pretty good sci-fi movie.
I guess I hate sci-fi movies.
Mm-hmm.
22 Jump Street. That looks pretty good. There's sure to be a lot of laughs there, Tom. I don't know. There's other shit, but who cares, right? Nobody's gonna see so? Any you're of these
the
movies.
One, you're the one.
Sex Tape, starring Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel. Do you know about this?
Jason Segel.
Steven Seagal's brother, Jason Segel.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fine, but isn't Cameron Diaz like 20 years older than Jason Segel?
Yeah.
They shouldn't be making a sex tape. Was this? Was the
Jason Segel's not like 16 though?
Yeah. Wait, when did Freaks and Geeks come out? Just now, or 15 years ago?
15 years.
Okay,
ago.
Okay, then that makes sense. Yeah. He's a man.
And also, she might be older than Jason Segel, but she's a lot hotter than him.
I don't know, Tom. I don't know. I heard a story one time.
that Jason Segel's very hot.
And that Cameron Diaz might not be all she's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
It was years ago, a caller from New Jersey called into the Opie and Anthony show and said that he saw her at a bar and she looked ugly.
Yeah, so, it probably wasn't her. What would Cameron Diaz be doing at a bar in New Jersey?
Oh, how dare you, Tom.
I'm just saying.
Anybody who takes issue with Tom's hatred of New Jersey.
I'm not hating New Jersey. I'm just saying Cameron Diaz wouldn't be caught dead there.
That's true, because it's a hellhole.
Yeah.
And finally today, Tom, we might have to do a part two.
Mm. You skipped a bunch of pages, too.
I know. I just picked the one with the best looking pictures. July 11th,
mm-hmm.
Andy Serkis. Is that how you say it? Serkis?
Serkis. Tom, can you take me to the Serkis?
Gary Oldman and Felicity herself, Carrie Russell, in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I didn't see that last Planet
no,
of the Apes with
Jimmy Franco.
Franco.
Yeah, they got rid of Jimmy Franco.
The movie studio did or the monkeys?
I presumably the movie studio people instructed the monkeys to. And he died in the uprising. And it turned out it was Earth all along.
Yeah. No, I think this one you knew it was Earth all along.
Oh. This one looks pretty good. I didn't see the other one, but I wanted to. But James Franco, again, mm-hmm. Freaks and Geeks alumnus. But he rubs me the wrong way, man.
Yeah. He's got a little bit of an ego on him.
He sure does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do
and
about
sometimes
that.
Sometimes he tries to pick up 17-year-old girls in the street outside his Broadway show.
And then goes on Kelly and Michael the uh-huh. next day or 2 days later.
Yeah, it's just like, whoops.
And he's like, well, I learned that comes back to bite you, so I've learned my...
I've learned to be a lot more careful next time.
Yeah, but like he was like blaming it. He's like, well, I'm a celebrity, so it bit me in the ass.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Yeah, so this girl exposed me as the creep I am.
Yeah, I have to be more careful, I think he said.
Yeah.
And then made fun of it on Saturday Night Live the next week. It's like, you can't do that. You can't have a paper trail that a girl told you she was 17 and you were pressuring her to have sex with you and then be like, yeah, that was me, and now I'll make jokes about it. Now I'll make it into make hay of it.
Well, you're James Franco, like... I don't know. You don't have to rely on picking up girls on the street, you know?
I don't know. Maybe he does. What do you think? They have auditions to be his girlfriend?
Yeah, like Scientology.
Your word's not mine, my friend.
No, but I just think like he's been in movies with pretty ladies. Call up one of those pretty ladies you're in a movie with.
Maybe he's so insufferable that he knows
yeah, he
no
probably one. Is.
God. I bet he'd do our show, though.
I bet he would as an experiment or
yeah.
something.
Let's do it. Next week, James Franco.
Next week, Jimmy Franco, live. Not live, but he'll be alive. Bless you, Tim. Jeez, are you sick?
Sick of the haters, Tom.
Yeah.
What do you want to do now, Tom?
Should we do Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems?
Yeah, we'll do a quick one.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Tim and Tom Solving Problems. Tom, here's here's one from a guy named Tim, like me.
Right.
Dear Timothy and Thomas. Cute. Cute already. I've gotten into a bit of a pickle, and I could really use your sage wisdom on how to mitigate the damage. You may use my name, Tim, and all other names in this story have been edited to protect their identities. Rewind exactly 20 years to my 7th grade year.
Now, is this X-Men Days of Future Past tie-in?
Yeah. Tim is the real name of Hugh Jackman's The Wolverine.
You mean Logan?
Rewind exactly 20 years to my 7th grade year. The pre-internet days, for all intents and purposes, my friend and co-conspirator, Brian, and I capitalized on our poor corporate internal communications.
How much of that cough syrup you have there, Tim?
Jesus Christ. This guy's just writing too much. The hair club for men was just gaining traction, and commercials offering a free video were ubiquitous.
Uh-huh.
All one had to do was call in, answer a few questions, provide a name, phone number, and address, and presto, a video would appear on the doorstep in mere days, along with a barrage of follow-up phone calls from eager salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
Over the course of 6 weeks, Brian and I managed to order a Hair Club for Men video for each member of a fellow friend's family. Not only were they friends, the families were quite close with each other socially. Five in total. Even the two women of the family have male-sounding names over the phone. Pat and Aaron, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you could also give fake names.
Yeah. The kicker was when we somehow managed to order one for their golden retriever, Jetsy, bringing the grand total to six. At a neighborhood gathering a few weeks later, we heard the parents speaking of this strange phenomenon. We were beyond delighted that our handiwork had caused some confusion and mayhem. Satisfied, we agreed to never let the cat out of the bag. Fast forward 20 years, okay. now it's Halle Berry instead of Jennifer Lawrence.
That's not the way it went.
It is the 4th of July, and I am in my cups on malted beverages. He's drunk. He's a drunk guy in his 20s or 30s.
Uh-huh. He's had too many malts.
Yeah. And the topic of baldness comes up, seeing we are now in our 30s. Okay,
uh-huh.
I broke down and told my friend Jason, one of the six victims, of what we had done to him and his family 2 decades prior. Other than liquid courage, I still don't know why I cracked. Maybe I thought the statute of limitations for our act had passed. We laughed all night about this mystery finally becoming unraveled. Despite Jason's acceptance of this hilarious act, undoubtedly he informed his parents of this newfound information, which is where the real problem comes into play. The unforeseen consequences of my confession are still lingering nearly 10 months later. I've run into Jason's parents multiple times in social situations, and they absolutely give me the business about it each time. Although it was mostly in jest, there was that underlying punk kid tone to the banter. How's my hair looking, Tim? Or no more bald spots thanks to you, Tim, are just some of the comments. Beyond this, the father is a doctor, and my wife, who didn't know any of the players involved until after college, is a coworker in the same hospital system, and they even collaborate on some patients. I worry that her reputation has been sullied for now, carrying my surname. How do I make the acts of a punk 7th grade kid go away? Or am I destined to be the Hair Club for Men video guy? Also, seeing as my wife is simply collateral damage, how do I ensure her name is not sullied and her professional opinions on life and death situations are not questioned based on her choice to wed a middle school prankster? Blah, blah, blah. You've been there through births, deaths, job changes, and the like, and I appreciate it. Hey, thanks, Tim. He's in Michigan. Here's what you need to do. Divorce your wife, move away.
Change your name and move away.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to suggest, Tim, that he get in touch with Professor Xavier at the his school for gifted young children and send his consciousness into the past to himself when he did this and stop himself from doing it.
Well, there you have it.
I mean, it's as easy as that.
Honestly, I don't see this as much of a big deal, right?
No, they're giving you some ribbing, some lighthearted ribbing. Jeez, this guy, this Tim can can dish it out, but he sure can't take it.
Yeah, Christ. I think I signed my friend up for the Army one time. Really? I think we filled it out so many times that he just broke and joined the Army.
Yeah. I think I remember this.
Yeah, and we had a job fair in high school, and I signed up every time. And they apparently, not the model of efficiency.
Yeah.
Because if you just fill out somebody's name on 10 different of the cards that they provide, mm-hmm. they'll just send them 10 brochures every time they're sending out the stuff.
Yeah, so this guy just thought, like, the Army really wants me.
Crap, yeah, this is my destiny.
They'll probably put me in some super soldier program.
Yeah, and guess what? He didn't. He was miserable. Yeah, you know what? That was good. You shouldn't have spilled the beans. That's amateur hour right there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's good to like bring that up. It'd be like, well, do you remember when that happened? And then have a good laugh to yourself. But the other thing that's funny about that is like at the time, 20 years ago, that probably cost a hair clip for men like $50
yeah.
per incident. Like VHS tapes were so expensive, and to like mail them was expensive. And, you know, but if they got somebody, I think, you know, they were like, great, we got, you know, somebody for like 10 grand. So we're willing to spend this money.
Exactly. Now, this guy's a doctor. If he like,
if he does hair transplants for a living.
Yeah. But if he treats your life, if he treats your wife crappy, mm-hmm. then he's just a shitty doctor.
Yeah.
And there are probably other ways you could get him fired. Now, mm-hmm. I don't think that's what you're asking. So write back if that is, and I know a dozen ways to get
other pranks to get a doctor
to
fired.
Get doctors fired.
You just
yeah.
get stuff sent to the hospital under his name.
Exactly, like how you send them pamphlets that say how to prescribe drugs for people who obviously don't need them and just want to get high.
Yep.
They need there's a pamphlet that'll explain that. For
yeah, and then
unscrupulous doctors.
The hospital will see this and be like, "What the heck is this?
Yeah, exactly.
What is going on in this hospital?"
Exactly, and then you could be like, you could out yourself as the prankster for that one, and be like, "That,
yeah.
Guess yeah. what? You should have never made a lighthearted comment, a lighthearted joke in a social situation about some dumb shit I did to you 20 years ago."
Yeah, now we'll teach you.
Yeah.
Have fun on Skid Row.
Yeah, or like, you know, slash his tires or something.
Yeah, just slash his tires.
Slash all their tires.
Your wife's
anybody,
too.
Yeah, anybody that makes any kind of comment to you, rubs you the wrong way, slash their tires.
Sooner or later, they'll learn. They'll get the message.
Yeah. Oh, every time I slight Tim in even a slight manner, mm-hmm. I didn't mean to use slight, an inconsequential manner. My tires get slashed. Weird.
Yeah. Maybe I should put two and two together and stop doing it.
Yeah. Especially if you're a doctor, you'd think you'd figure that out.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't sound very smart, Tim. I think he's probably getting fired.
I think that's all the time for this week.
Sure.
Other Tim. Tim here.
Oh, you're talking to me now? Okay. Yeah.
But if you have a problem you'd like us to solve, you can email us at completeguidetoeverything@gmail.com. If you're coming to any of our live shows that we talked about earlier, you can email us there too and just put in the subject line what show you're coming to, the date and city, and maybe we'll solve your problem live on stage.
Yeah, and here's the thing. We're not going to embarrass you if you do that.
No.
But you can't remain anonymous because right. the whole point of it is we bring you up on stage.
Or sometimes we go to you, depending
yeah.
on the venue.
Yeah. But like we're gonna want to ask hilarious follow ups that you'll think are funny too, but so like we got one already that was like, oh, please don't you know, use my name and I can't be seen in case I, it's like, well, you know what, we'll answer your query on the audio
on the regular show.
Yeah,
right. We can not say your name if you're concerned about that.
Sure,
but people are gonna see you when you come up on stage.
Yeah.
And you, Tim, will you'll let them stay in your hotel room.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'll
that's look. Their prize.
Yeah.
With whoever else got their question answered.
Exactly.
That night.
Slumber party. We'll play board games. We'll order pay-per-view.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be great. Troop Beverly Hills starring Shelley Long.
They don't have that on pay-per-view anymore. You can go to our website, tcgt.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. You can follow us on Twitter, @completeguide. You can follow me, @TomReynolds.
You can follow me, @yourpaltim.
And that's a nice little theme song you have for your thing now.
And you can also follow me, @yourpaltim, on Instant Regram.
Instant Gramophone.
Really makes you think, right? Where do they come up with these names?
Yeah. You can follow me there too, at your pal Tim. I have Tim's password. I post pictures.
I might get a dog, Tom. So
said that. That's big news.
So that's big. That's big incentive to follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, get in on the ground floor. Yeah. And like we said, if you want to come see our shows in Ireland, Scotland, or England, go to tcgt.com/tour. There's one or two shows that are sold out already, but there are still tickets available.
Guys, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye.